Probably not. You know, we played so many plays together. We're just really there. And you know, if anything, maybe just for those guys. Because, you know, I know what I feel like when I come back for that first mini camp after a three-month layover. And you just feel a little rusty. You know, your brain says to do something, your body is a little slower to react to do it. So, you know, you just got to hope for the best and work through those things.
How important was it to have a good game tonight, just in general, for you guys to go down and score with the first team, just the defense to dominate, just overall confidence building?
Well, it's you know, it's great to win, especially at home, and that's one thing at Questfield, we really don't lose. And so I know it's the preseason, I know it's not the same, but to see our backups and our younger players play as well as they did was fun. You know, it was really fun, and you know, I think it made the game a lot more exciting for our fans.
Take it all, it's incredible to see a guy like Seneca, much less a guy like David Greenwell, can play pretty well.
Yeah, definitely. It's fun to watch when our offense is rolling and playing well, and it's really painful and tough to watch when it's not. And so those guys played really, you know, exceptional. But Dave's first drive, I think it was a 90-yard drive. It was great. We converted all our third downs. Last week we were terrible on third downs. It was fun. You know, I was happy for him. Happy for Seneca, that long run he had was just awesome. We got a couple third downs in third and 23, things like that. It was, you know, that's the kind of stuff that good teams do. And I'm not sure we're there quite yet, but, you know, we're showing signs of what we can do.
Where would you say the offenses are now? How happy are you with where things are?
You know, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. We definitely have some work to do. I know that. But, you know, maybe it'll be different when we start up for real with the regular season kind of game planning and getting some guys back healthy.
How much of a challenge in the preseason is without your most consistent targets there?
It's been tough, but I think if I learned anything from last year is, you know, so what? You just got to play with the guys that are out there. And last year we lost, you know, Daryl Jackson and Bobby Ingram for a long time. And we played with guys that had never played here, and they played really, really well, and we won with those guys. And they played great. You know, it wasn't like, let's see if they just don't lose the game for us. And they were winning games for us. Joe Jarvicius was winning games for us. And, you know, so I think we just got to approach it the same way. Hopefully the guy who's stepping up to replace the injured guy is ready, and then the rest of us just keep going.
Matt, how exciting is it for you guys to know you're moving into game week for real, the regular season is starting, to be done with the preseason, get this thing going?
I think it's exciting. It's also been a long training camp, and so I'm glad this game was Thursday night. We can kind of rest up this weekend and heal up a little bit and see our families one last time before we get going here for what, you know, hopefully is a long season. And, you know, once we come back to work on Monday, it's going to be just a whole another level of focus and attention to detail on this team.
What did you guys see in their defense that allowed for long runs up the middle? Seneca had one on the outside, you had one in the middle. Just kind of
mine was coverage called two-man, and there's no one accounting for the quarterback, so mine was pretty easy. Seneca's was just, he's quicker and faster than the five guys that tried to tackle him. He just ran by him, so he did it the hard way. Mine was kind of, you know.
It's not really what you thought of, but
when it's there, you just... Well, we had two outbreaking routes and a back running wide, so if I can get through the defensive line, there's no one left, so that's what happened.
Do you draw any comfort from the fact that your defense has improved the last couple of years as an offense,
and
how does that kind of...
Well, it's plays huge in the turnover battle. I mean, that's huge, and I think it's also it plays into the way that opposing teams play us offensively. You know, they know it's going to be a tough day for their offense, and when we play at home with our crowd noise, it's just another advantage for us. And then last year we did a great job of having sacks and turnovers, and all that stuff works together to help special teams and offense. And not to mention the fact that we go up against these guys every day in practice, and you know that makes us better. So it's a good thing. It's very good.
It offsets some of your concerns, you know. I mean, the tight end situation, Darrell.
My job is to really worry about the offense and just the offense, and so I'm just trying to make our offense the best it can be by improving what I do, and then trying to help along anybody that's new, and just trying to get us going. But yeah, just, you know, it's a team too. So, but my job is to focus more on the offense.
Before camp, you mentioned, Matt, that some of the newer guys might need to learn that commitment that you guys had last year. Do you think that teams kind of incorporate this way now?
Yeah, I think so. I think you know, you get a bunch of guys moving in one direction, it's easy for everyone to jump on board that way. And the guys that we've added that are new are real quality guys, and they've, you know, been on good teams before, some of them. You know, I think the bigger thing is just, you know, being with Coach Holmgren and understanding what he's looking for. I mean, there's stuff that maybe didn't matter on your last team, but it matters here. And it may seem silly to you, but if it matters to the coaching staff, it's important. And so it's those kinds of things that, you know, it's as simple as clapping when you're in the huddle. You know, we say ready, break, and eight guys clap, but they want 11 guys to clap, you know, and that matters to them. And it's a small thing, but it just kind of sets the tone for stuff, and it's, you know, details and discipline, that's something that Mike's big on. He feels like if you're not disciplined in those areas, you're not going to be disciplined with important stuff. And so those are some of the kinds of things that they seem small, but in a way they're not, because they're not small to him.
Have they become more important, or have those things always been stressed?
I think always been stressed. I'm not sure we all realize the importance of them. Just as an example, Mike would always say to me my first year here, tempo, tempo, tempo. I didn't even know what that word meant, you know. Now I understand what he means by that word. And now we say to our guys, hey, we got a better tempo, better tempo. And I see that look in their face like, yeah, you know. But I don't think they really get it quite yet. And that's okay. We're going to just keep working at it and get everybody going in the right direction.
Does the question of when Daryl will be back, Matt Hank, is that something you guys think about, or is that something you don't deal
with? I think about it a lot, but I have no say in that, and I have no control over that. And so, I know Daryl. He wants to play and catch a lot of passes for this team and be the guy that he's been. And so, hopefully that translates into he's planning on coming back for the regular season. But I'm not a doctor and I'm not Daryl, so I don't know.
When he came back last year after missing that time, it seemed like that he reintegrated himself really quickly. There wasn't like an adjustment period after he's been out.
Yeah, and I think that's part of my job is making that transition a good one. Let him know, hey, those other guys played great while you were gone, but you're still our guy. We still need you to play great, and I'm going to still throw you the ball in tough situations. But you got to have him back to do that, you know.